small town music. This is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away, a song away, a song away.
Hey everybody, welcome to Rock Solid, the comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. I'm Pat Francis.
And I'm Pilar Alessandra.
And this is your Monday bonus episode. Now, usually the Monday bonus episode is the first Monday of the month, but I kind of got jammed up with, I have interviews that have to drop at a certain time, and I want to drop a versus episode every month. So how do I fit in the Patreon episode? I made it a Monday bonus episode in the middle of the month. So there we are. So first things first, the last time we recorded one of the Patreon episodes, Pilar put a request out for people and we got about four responses. So we're going to put that request out one more time and we're going to do it right now. So you want to tell them what you're looking for?
Yes, I think I remember. Do you remember? So I have a screenwriting podcast called On the Page, and I'm interested in, what was it now? Shoot.
Didn't you want songs that relate to movies or something? You wanted songs from movies?
Yes. Your favorite song from a movie and why you feel like that song really tells the story of the movie. Like, even if it's just hitting you with like theme, you know, your feeling about it, but I'm interested in, it's a screenwriting podcast, so we're really interested in story. Yeah.
So like if I chose Let's Hear It from the Boy.
Yeah.
From Footloose.
Yeah.
And then I would tell you why I feel like that song specifically tells the whole story of Footloose.
Yeah. Like that really grabbed you and really made you feel like that was your movie experience. So that's what I'm looking for is, you know, because everybody here on your Patreon people, you know, they really, really think hard about the songs,
right?
And they really have so much to say about them. And I just think it would be such a cool episode to hear, to steal them, basically. Yeah. To steal them. Yeah. From my podcast.
Yeah. I mean, my listeners are smart. They're not like your listeners.
Yes. Well, I think they're, I think my listeners are really smart, but I would say they might be a little bit lazier. Lazier than your listeners.
All right. So have at it, guys. If you're listening to this on Monday, try to get it to us by the end of the week. I mean, there's no deadline, but the quicker we get them, the quicker Pilar can record her episode.
That would be so awesome. And then Pat will co-host. And
what?
Yes.
I'm very busy.
And he will listen and comment the way that I listen and comment on his. It'll be fun.
All right.
Yeah.
I saw Billy Idol last night. And if he comes to your area, you have got to go. He was so good. The show's good too. The backdrop has all these moving images. It was just flawless. And the whole thing was great. Plays all the songs you want to hear. Plays four new songs from the new album that you guys should, you got to get that album too. It's Dream Into It. It's such a good album. And the four songs he played fit seamlessly in the set list. So really good. That's my concert recommendation for this episode. One more thing. Oh, we have the sugar-free
Moscow Mule. Sugar, here we go. Without lime this time.
The lime is what you put into a margarita. You didn't put lime in these, did you?
Oh, right. Put lime in the margaritas.
Keep your fruit out of my drink. Save that in an umbrella for your lady drinks.
These are really good, though.
What did you just do?
I just hit myself in my big, big teeth.
You only had one sip so far.
It's having teeth like this.
Everyone has teeth.
Everyone has teeth. Not like mine. All right. I could rent out signage on mine. So.
All right. Easy, Carly. Carly Simon.
I know you love Carly Simon. Oh, thank God.
Dear God.
You like big teeth.
Okay. So one more thing. Cheers to my wife because she just got good news last week.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. We are going to have our third child.
That would not be good news.
It
would be miraculous.
It would be miraculous.
Yeah. I made faculty at University of North Carolina School of the Arts. I teach in the MFA screenwriting program. Mm-hmm. But I was only adjunct, and then I went for a faculty position, and I got it.
The fact that we moved here with you just being adjunct is ridiculous.
I know.
With no, what do I want to say?
There was no plan. There was no guarantee.
There's no guarantee is what I'm saying.
But that's not, again, like, it's not why we moved. We moved for many reasons. Right?
But you worked really hard and you did it. So cheers again.
Cheers.
Oh, I hit, that was Pilar's tooth. Okay. Today's episode. This is the perfect example of how anything can be. I can come up with a topic about anything. Like literally with this podcast, anything can be a topic. Mm-hmm. And so since it's May and I'm doing the album a day, I decided that in May, I've been trying to do like a theme every month. So in May, I'm doing May the Fours, F-O-U-R-S, be with you. And I'm only listening to bands or artists' fourth albums. By the way, there's a lot of great four album. Like if you get to a four album, you are in the pocket. Like I've been loving every fourth album I've been listening to. Seriously, some really, really great stuff. So that's what tonight's episode is. The Patreon people are going to play. Oh, I made it even more specific. May the Fours be with you. They're going to play the fourth song from their favorite fourth album.
I can't believe that everybody
so very specific.
Got this assignment and you got so many submissions.
Well, yeah, we got like a little over 20 people.
It's amazing.
Are doing this tonight. So we should start it up. And let's start with new dad, Travis Kennedy. Congratulations, Travis.
Him
and his wife. I think his wife had the kid with him. I'm not sure. Maybe Travis just had the
kid.
Is
it his first kid?
First kid.
Oh, first kid.
He's going to be an excellent dad because he's full of whimsy and fun.
Ah.
And they'll be excellent parents because his wife is responsible.
That sounds familiar.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So, had a little boy.
Aw.
Super cute baby. Aww. Super expressive face on this kid. Love it. So, let's listen to Travis Kennedy first. Here we go. On Rock Solid, May the Fours be with you. May the Fours be with you.
Greetings and salutations, pod people. Travis Kennedy here. Getting in just hopefully under the wire before noon on this, the 4th of... Greetings and salutations, pod people. Travis Kennedy here. Getting in just hopefully under the wire before noon on this, the 4th of May be with you. I'm looking at the binary sunset and trying to pick a song from one of my fourth albums of my favorite bands, and most of them just don't seem to cut it. But so I'm going with a Ghost song off their fourth album, Prequel, See the Light. It's a decent, pretty good song. I would say if I were to pick like maybe two songs to play off this album, wink, wink, hint, hint, nudge, nudge, this wouldn't be one of them. So we're good there. Yeah, hope everyone's having a good one, and May the 4th be with you or whatever. Bye.
Many a sin I have witnessed, and in many indeed I have been. Many a rat I've befriended, and so many a thorn stood between. But of all of the demons I've known, none could compare to you.
Ghost, I got to get into this band more. This is a band that Travis and Kyle love.
That sounds pretty cool, actually.
And they're a really cool band, and I got to get into them more.
Yeah.
I think Kyle and Travis are going to do a Ghost episode with me, so hopefully that'll happen.
Awesome.
This year, 2025. All right. I'll play some songs throughout, too, guys. Don't worry. I know you're wondering what I'm going to play. hang tight. Something will come. But next up is Dave Festini. You know him as the permanent co-host of the Versus episodes. And let's see what Dave has brought to the party this month. Take it away, Dave. Festini. Take it away.
What's up, Rock Solid Faithful? It's David Festini here in Northern New Jersey. And my choice for the May the 4th Be With You episode, it was more difficult than I thought it was going to be because I went through my music library, I sorted through my favorite artists, and what I found was that a lot of the fourth tracks on the fourth albums weren't all that good. So what I settled on, actually I didn't settle because I really do like this song. I went with Those Other Bad Boys from Boston, still making great music, still out there touring. Of course, I'm talking about the band Extreme. Sadly, their fourth album, Waiting for the Punchline, was not well received because at that point, grunge had taken over, blah, blah, blah. You all know the story. But there are some exceptional tracks on there, including this one, which may or may not document their disenchantment with the music industry. This song is called Hip Today, and it's one you're going to want to crank up. Pat, as always, thanks for letting me be part of the show.
Well, you keep giving me a look like you want me to fade it down. What's going on?
Oh, I always get a little bit nervous that you're playing your music too long and that somebody's going to come after us and, sue us and take all of our money. It's just a thing.
We are promoting the music.
Okay.
We are telling people that if you hear a song you like tonight, go download that song, purchase that song.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right.
We're not making money off the music. And no one's going to download this podcast and then pull a 40-second excerpt from the podcast and have that be their definitive, That's recording of that song.
That is a good point. But I was also looking at you because of your rock face. I was sent a movie by your daughter yesterday who was at the concert with you.
Yeah.
Of your rock face.
Right.
Have people seen your rock face?
I don't know.
When Pat rocks out, he gets this look of intense focus, which I can honestly say you will never see in any other aspect of his life. But at a concert, intense focus, and his head bobs at the same time. It's his rock face, she sent that to me.
Might I remind you
that
I've never missed dropping an episode of this podcast.
This is true. There is intense focus for this podcast.
You, who is doing her podcast at the ninth hour.
Just lately. I'm just really busy lately.
I am on it. I am always, I got episodes in the can.
I'm sure you have.
I'm focused.
Right, because it has to do with rock. And
right.
That's your rock face.
I'm focused
and your
rock on it.
Focus.
All right, I'm going to play a track real quick. This band's also from Boston. I don't think they're the Bad Boys of Boston, but this is The Cars from their fourth album, Shake It Up, produced by Roy Thomas Baker. Rock in peace, Roy Thomas Baker, who just passed away a couple of weeks ago. The fourth track on their fourth album, Shake It Up, is called Victim of Love. So let's hear this thing. I'm going to make a rock face.
Anywhere she wants to. She- human stature should not know. Cause you're the victim of love.
That is not a song that you enjoy.
That is so bad.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
That was a lot. You can just say you don't like it. You don't have to say it's shit.
You know, like, so with screenwriters, right? Mm-hmm. You often say, hey, can you cut your darlings, right?
Yeah.
And what I usually tell them is, you know, have a file.
What does that mean, cut your darlings? Explain it.
Well, like when you have something that you really love, but it's not working for the story and you have to sort of cut it out to make the story tighter, right? Mm-hmm. But I always say, like, keep a file of your precious darlings, right? These are like the little snippets of things that you like that didn't work in another project, but you're keeping it around just in case. And that's what that song felt like. Like all of the little precious darlings of other things, like all the little snippets.
Yeah.
And it's just like kind of swept into a song, like,
well,
we had this leftover. I'm going to put in a song.
Well,
there you go.
Rock in peace, Rick Ocasek.
Okay. I feel bad.
He's dead.
I feel bad about that. Yeah. Yes. Yeah,
so next up is Joe Reynolds. You just heard Dave Fastini. Joe Reynolds and me and Dave Fastini, again, two guys I've never met in person. We are in a text thread and we text every single day.
Every day.
I'm not even joking. We text every day. And it's just nonsense, but it's so much fun. And there's nothing I enjoy more than texting with these two idiots. It's so much fun.
What have you named your text thread today?
No, the text thread currently is called Dummies.
Okay, it's still Dummies?
Yeah, and
okay.
It's filled with eggplant emojis and all kinds of stuff. It's not for the
grown
wives. What did you say? It's not for what? Grown men?
Yeah.
All right. Here's Joe Reynolds with a 14-second intro. He's busy texting.
Hey, Pat. Joe Reynolds from Philly here. My choice for this episode is Tunnel Vision off of Lenny Kravitz's fourth album, Circus. Okay, thanks.
Rock bass for that one.
Oh my goodness, that was a great, great song. I forgot about that song. Good job, Joe Reynolds. Now, Lenny Kravitz and I are the exact same age and physically almost exactly the same body type.
Almost, yeah. It's uncanny.
It's crazy that Lenny Kravitz is 61 and still looks like that. His body's still like that.
Your man crushes get a little weird sometimes.
Well, I mean, I'm all about someone who stays fit and active, but man, he's making it hard for guys my age. he didn't get that body from chair yoga. Lenny Kravitz isn't doing fucking chair yoga.
Do you do chair yoga?
No, barely. We don't even have a chair in here that I could do it on. We have these and there's not a chair. I should buy a chair for chair yoga. All right. Now we're moving on to a guy that I do know. And he was actually just in our house like 2 weeks ago.
Kevin
Hartbarger. He brought us some great, what did he bring us?
Southern delicacies.
Yeah, he brought us some hot sauce.
And pickles.
And what was that? Pimento cheese dip.
Yes.
And what else? We still have the pickles, right?
Yeah.
You didn't eat them all.
Yeah.
All right. And hot sauce. I had on my eggs today.
So good.
Kevin and I went to see Pat Benatar and Neil Giraldo. Great seats, 12th row, got to go backstage, all the good stuff. And Neil finally signed my album.
Yay!
So we didn't get to meet Pat, but they told us that for some reason, Pat's on lockdown before the show. I don't know. Maybe she's doing
vocal
exercises for sure.
You don't have a voice like that at that age without locking it down for a little bit. Yeah,
absolutely not. So here's Kevin Hartbarger with a song that I really like.
Hey everyone, Kevin Hartbarger checking in again from Chicagoland. Here's a fun fact for you about the band Utopia. The fourth song on their fourth studio album was also their only top 40 hit. So let's check it out. From 1979's Adventures in Utopia, here's Utopia with Set Me Free. Enjoy.
Tell Pilar something. Now that band Utopia, that's Todd Rundgren's band.
Okay.
But that wasn't him singing that song. That was Chasm Salton. Because everyone in the band sings.
Okay.
So that just happened to be a song that Todd didn't sing.
Got it. And that's the one that became a top 40 hit?
That was a top 40 hit.
That must be frustrating to the guy who's been sort of like the head of the band.
Yeah.
Right?
Sure. It might be.
Didn't the same thing happen with Heart?
Well, yeah, their first number one hit is sung by Nancy.
Yeah.
It's These Dreams.
Right, right.
So, yeah, that could be a contentious thing. But, you know, it's overall, it's just good for the group as a whole. So why not? Do you want to not have a hit?
Right, right. Just,
So the first four entries right now, these are all people that I have their numbers in my phone. Like, I could text Travis, Dave, Joe, and Kevin right now if I wanted to.
Are you making everybody else feel bad that they're not in your phone?
I'm just the way that the order worked out this month is how it went.
Your buddies.
My buddies. All right, here we go. Let's hear this next guy. I'm not going to give you his name. He'll introduce himself. Why should I introduce him? It's his job.
Hey, Pat and the Rock Solid listeners. This is Matt Treese from New Hampshire with my pick from my favorite fourth track off of an artist's fourth album. And I have a couple ones I was, mixing with, but this is last minute, so I'm going to just cut right to the chase. It was between this or Once in a Lifetime by the Talking Heads, but I'm going to go with Life on Mars by David Bowie off of Hunky Dory, probably his first truly great album. And what can I say about this song that hasn't been said? It's fantastic. So, Pat, listeners, enjoy.
It's a god-awful small affair to the girl with the mousy hair, but her mummy is yelling no, and her daddy has told her to go, but her friend is nowhere to be seen. Now she walks through her sunken dream to the seat with the clearest view, and she's hooked to the silver screen. But the film is a sad thing for she's lived it 10 times or more. She could spit in the eyes of fools if they ask her to focus on sailors fighting in the dance hall.
Treese.
I love that song.
And Hunky Dory is one of my favorite David Bowie albums. As a matter of fact, John Ross Bowie, who you know from many things, but Big Bang Theory, he's the one that told me that I had to listen to the Hunky Dory album because it's his favorite also. I believe he told me that. And then when it was remastered, I bought a copy and I gave it to him. And I gave it to him at the San Francisco Sketch Fest, I believe. And then David Bowie died 2 days later. So it was really strange.
Did you kill David Bowie?
I don't think I killed David Bowie. Why would I do that?
I don't know.
But yeah, Hunky Dory, and I just listened to that album last week, top to bottom. It's so good. All right. I can't do this episode without playing the fourth song from my favorite band's fourth album. That would be Cheap Trick, Dream Police. Okay, technically, it's their fourth studio album, but I'm not counting live albums here.
What?
But I'm just not counting live albums.
Oh, I mean, someone tell everybody else that? Is that
studio albums?
Are you cheating?
No, it's their fourth album. Live album is just an album with all the songs that they've already recorded before. But this is Cheap Trick from Dream Police. This is Gonna Raise Hell. I'm gonna raise some hell with you.
Let
me tell you something. 15-year-old Pat in 1979, this album was like better than Kissing a Girl.
All rock face all the time.
I'm telling you, all rock face all the time. Nine tracks produced by a friend of the show, Tom Werman.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I just, arguably, possibly their best studio album. It's not my favorite. I like Heaven Tonight the best, but I'm not going to argue with you. I'm not going to argue with you if you tell me Dream Police is their best album. I'll go, yeah, it might be. It might be. All right, moving on. You guys ready? Let me make sure the sound is up. Here we go. We going to get a female voice? You should.
Hello, Pat and Rock Solid listeners. This is Liz Powers from Oakland, California. Thank you, Pat, for giving me a great brain teaser and conversation starter over the last week, as I challenged friends and family to name fourth albums and look up fourth tracks. My submission is the lead single from the fourth Talking Heads album, Remain in Light, Once in a Lifetime. It's an undeniable monster of a song driven by Burns' Pentecostal delivery and Eno's Mad Scientist production. And the rest of the band is absolutely cooking. Shout out to Jerry Harrison on organ. This is the clear winner to me, but I look forward to being proven wrong. Thanks, Pat. And enjoy Once in a Lifetime.
And you may find yourself living in a shotgun shack. And you may find yourself in another part of the world. And you may find yourself behind the wheel of a large automobile. And you may find yourself in a beautiful house with a beautiful wife. You may ask yourself, well, how did I get here?
Letting the days go by, let the water hold me down. Letting the days go by, water flowing underground into the blue again. After the money's gone, once in a lifetime, water flowing underground.
And you may ask yourself, how do I work this? And
you right, may Liz, you made Pilar's night because
yes.
She loves the Talking Heads.
Woo!
Loves that song.
Yes.
She loves Stop Making Sense.
Yes.
She never makes any sense. It's all good. By the way, I just was talking about Travis Kennedy earlier. He kicked off the show. I'm in a text thread with him and Kyle. It's all Marvel and Steelbook and superhero talk. But he just texted during this episode to let Kyle and I know that he thoroughly enjoyed Thunderbolts.
There you go.
So there you go.
Okay.
This is the kind of sexy life I lead.
I know.
Right?
Right.
Chatting with people.
Better them than me.
Friends from all over the country.
Right.
All over the world, really.
Talking about Marvel movies.
Marvel and, eggplant emojis, all the stuff.
Wow.
All right. Next up, Brian Raisin.
Hi, Brian.
What?
I said, hi, Brian, but then I stuttered. It was
Brian Raisin's been on the show. He recorded with me live and in the studio. And Brian, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe your in-laws purchased for you to do another episode with me And we've never done that.
What?
So did they not give you that gift? Because they certainly paid me $100 so you could do it.
Wow.
So figure out what you want to do and let's get working on that.
Right.
Did you have a falling out with your in-laws and they never gave you this present? Or am I drunk?
Or were they like, or was he like, ugh, great.
Oh, I have to do that with Pat.
I really wanted.
Boo. All right, let's find out what Brian Raisin is bringing to the table.
Hey, Pat and Rock Solid listeners. This is Brian Raisin from Appleton, Wisconsin. I'm happy to share a track from my favorite Brandi Carlile album, her fourth record, Bear Creek. The fourth track, which also happens to be the first single released from the album, is That Wasn't Me. The harmonies between Brandi and the twins on this song are amazing and really showcase what they can do at their best. Hope you all enjoy. Take care.
What happened?
We're having like a weird stutter thing.
Hang on, just hang on for a minute. I've got something to say. I'm not asking you to move on or forget it, but these are better days. To be wrong all along and admit it is not amazing grace, but to be loved like a song you remember even when you've changed. Tell me, did I go on a tangent? Did I let it through my teeth? Did I cause you to stumble on your feet? Did I bring shame on my family? Did it say whatever you see, that wasn't me. That wasn't me.
Kind of got a chill during that one.
She is my favorite artist that I've never listened to. Like every time you play her, I'm like, oh my gosh. Well, so I have to listen to her, and then I always forget to. But yeah.
I got to be honest. Brian Raisin has been talking about Brandi Carlile for as long as I can remember. I mean, the first time I heard of Brandi Carlile was because of Brian Raisin.
Maybe he put her on the map. Maybe she was a nothing before Brian Raisin came along.
Yeah, and then it was all me. Now, coming up next is a guy from... Oh, I'm getting a text. My texts are popping up on my screen right now.
Somebody named Val.
That's Val from Trader Joe's in Encino.
Oh.
And she went to Cruel Fest, which was this weekend.
Uh-huh.
And that's in Pasadena. And I think the Go-Go's were playing at Cruel Fest.
Oh, cool.
This week. So there you have it. There you have it. I'm not going to read that text. It's just for me.
She calls him Honey Bun. It's really weird.
She does not call me Honey Bun. Okay, so coming up next is Ian Beresford. And Ian Beresford is one of our listeners from another country. Now, the reason I bring that up is because one of my new coworkers, who I like a lot, Michael, he started listening to the podcast. He listened to, you know, 2, 3, or 4 episodes. And one of the episodes he listened to was the last Patreon episode. And he asked me, he said, he goes, what did he say exactly? Something about like, I'm paraphrasing, Michael, so if you're listening to this one, is it wild to know that people from all over the world are listening to this podcast? And I said, it absolutely is.
Yeah.
I still can't believe it. I can't believe that this episode that we're recording in our kitchen currently,
mm-hmm.
People from, you know, all over the world will listen to and they'll text me and tell me they liked it and they'll participate and yeah, all that stuff. It's amazing to me. And I'm so grateful and thankful. And everyone that sends these songs in, I feel like I know them. I feel like we're friends. Like, look, if I was where Ian lives, we would definitely get together and have lunch or drinks or whatever.
I think you might be getting a little drunk. Maybe.
Why am I getting this? Why? Am I slurring? No. It's one drink. It's one drink, sugar-free drink.
Hang out? Maybe, you know.
Maybe hug?
We could go to each other's weddings, our kids. Wow. They could get together.
All right. certainly make fun of me and my listenership.
Oh,
is that a term, listenership?
Yes, it is. No, you have the greatest listenership. You do. And
I do love the community. I do think we created a community.
You absolutely did. 100%. 100%. I'm not being sarcastic at all.
So first of all, thank you everyone who participates in this. Thank you for supporting the show through Patreon. And thank you, Michael, my new friend and coworker, for even taking your time out of your day to listen to the podcast. I really appreciate it. All right. Here's Ian Beresford coming up right now. Here we go.
Hello to Pat, your esteemed co-host, if you have one, and to the rock solid listeners. This is Ian Beresford in Berwick-upon-Tweed, Northumberland, England, with my selection for the latest Patreon-created episode, May the 4th. I'm taking you back to 1971 and the album Hunky Dory. The artist is David Bowie, and the song is Life on Mars. This song wasn't a hit originally, but once David became more famous, it did get into the UK charts. And by the way, just in case anyone's wondering, the Norfolk Broads is an area in the east of England, and it has nothing to do with women. I hope everyone likes it. I hope everyone's well. And as always, Pat, thanks for the great content. Bye for now.
It's on America's tortured brow that Mickey Mouse has grown up a cow.
I know this song.
Now the workers have struck for fame, 'cause Lennon's on sale again. See the mice in their million hordes, from Ibiza to the Norfolk Broads. Rule Britannia is out of bounds to my mother, my dog and clowns. But the film is a sad thing for, 'cause I wrote it 10 times or more. It's about to be writ again.
But that was a different verse.
There's a different verse. Yeah, was the verse that Ian chose.
Oh, that's cool.
So Ian listens to the show when he's walking dogs, when he that's walks neat. Dogs.
Yeah.
And he used to post pictures, maybe still does. Again, folks, I'm still not on Facebook because it's a mess. Someone hacked my Instagram. And through my Instagram, they were able to disable my Facebook. My Instagram's fine, and so is the Rock Solid Instagram. And Kyle is still an admin on the Rock Solid Facebook. So if I create a new Facebook account, which I will, then Kyle can make me an admin on the Rock Solid account, and I can take it over again. So that's what's going on. It's just a lot of work and a lot of hassle. And you can't get in touch with anyone at Facebook or Instagram or Meta or anything. It's just impossible. So anyway, I'm posting stuff on my two Instagrams and on Blue Sky and on the Patreon page. So that's it. That's all I want to say. All right. Are you yawning?
No. Yes. But not.
It is 11 at night.
Not because of you. Yes, exactly.
Are you bored?
No.
You're not talking much.
I'm ask your listeners. I'm talking plenty. You're just getting.
How can I be drunk from one drink?
Well, I think remember you haven't been eating as much as you usually do.
That's true. All right, coming up. This is a band that we don't play often enough on the show. We definitely have talked about the lead singer of this show. We've joked around about him many times. Here we go. Let's hear what's happening right now. Coming up. A lot more.
Hi Pat and the rest of Rock Solid crew, Richard Birch here from London, UK. And my choice for the best track off the fourth album by an artist is the Faces album, Ooh La La, which is our last track, went to number one in the UK. I think it was released in about 1973. And my favourite track off that album is Cindy, Incidentally. So that's my choice. Hope you enjoy. See you later. Bye.
Waiting.
Faces.
Okay.
And from what I understand, Rod and Kenny Jones which I've been trying to get on the show, drummer Kenny Jones, played with the Who, played with the Faces. Keep saying he'll do it and then it never happens. But Rod and Ronnie Wood and Kenny Jones, apparently they've recorded new Faces music and it might come out in 2025. So we can all look forward to that. And I'm going to play a song now.
We could just go to this.
I feel like I want to play songs. Why can't I play songs?
This is never going to end.
Look.
Yeah.
This is friend of the show, Marshall Crenshaw. He's been on three times. Yeah. I did just slur.
I know. It's just going forever.
And this is from his fourth album called Mary Jean and Nine Others. And this is Wild Abandon. Tell the story that when we had a landline, Marshall Crenshaw called our house to get directions to the studio.
Yep.
And you talked to him.
I talked to Marshall Crenshaw. It was pretty cool.
You were kind of nervous. You don't even know who Marshall Crenshaw is, really.
I knew. It was back in the early days of your podcast. So to have a heavy hitter calling on the phone was kind of crazy.
He needed directions to get to the studio. So funny. What's up?
Next.
Okay, I'm going to play the next one. We don't have that many more.
How many more?
Like 12.
Okay.
Do you have something to do?
Nope.
If you do, you can go. And then I will mumble through this with wild abandon, with no one keeping me in check.
Audible brings your wildest adventures to life, delivering heart-pounding thrills at the touch of a button. Take Richard Osman's The Thursday Murder Club, where four retirees turned amateur sleuths solve crimes in the most unexpected ways, brilliantly performed by Leslie Manville. Ready to unleash your adventurous side? From pulse-racing suspense to epic quests, from supernatural chills to far-off romances, every story comes alive through world-class narration. Explore exclusive Audible originals, chart-topping new releases, and unforgettable bestsellers that transport you from the very first word. Because the next great adventure is just a listen away. Start your free 30-day trial at audible.com/WonderyUK. That's audible.com/WonderyUK.
All right, here's the next intro and song. This band's called Sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Just like you.
Aww.
Hi, Pat, and to any guest host that may be there with him, and to all the rock-solid listeners tuning in around the world, this is Steve Perry from over in Sydney, Australia, with my contribution for this month's episode. The band I have chosen is Sweet, and their fourth studio album is Give Us a Wink. The track that I've chosen, the fourth track, is The 4th of July. Who would have thought it? Thanks, Pat, for all your great content, all your great shows. Hope everybody is safe and well. So enjoy Sweet off Give Us a Wink with 4th of July.
Sunday, I better say my prayers. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Come on, the
Sweet.
Hey.
What do you think of that? That's some glam rock for you.
There you go.
Not helpful. Hey, by the way, I've been to 3 concerts in North Carolina. And let me tell you, one thing that's different than LA is that, well, there's hillbillies at the shows. But parking is free.
Parking's free.
Parking is free at all the venues. Last night, we pulled into this big parking lot, and I roll down the window, and I say to the guy, I go, hey, I've never been to this venue before. Do I pay you, or do I pay? Where do I pay? And the guy's like, it's free. I'm like, oh, thank you, sir.
North Carolina
has its
perks, that's for sure.
Yeah, free parking is the perk, and that's it. Okay.
What do you mean that's
what?
It?
What do you, so oh, you're here. That's my number one.
It's a lot of awesome stuff.
All right. Well,
I'm into it.
Fill us in.
Oh gosh, the fresh air!
There is fresh air.
My asthma's gone. I was diagnosed with asthma before I left. I was like, what? Because I couldn't stop coughing.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was out here in like 2 weeks of fresh air, and suddenly I'm cured.
Yeah, that's true.
We sleep with the windows open.
We do.
We wake up to birds singing. It's ridiculous. It's like a Disney movie. Got
the windows open. We sleep naked. It's nuts.
We don't sleep naked.
We do not sleep naked.
That's gross. No.
You think sleeping naked's gross?
It's sticky.
Okay. All right. You are so unhappy that you said that. Okay. I made yourself laugh. Okay, here we go. That's the alcohol talking.
Uh-huh.
Here comes Joe Thomas.
Hello, Pat and Rock Solid listeners. This is Joe Thomas from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. My all-time favorite band is Aerosmith, and their 4th album is called Rocks. And the 4th song on that album is called Combination. Combination is the 4th song off the album and the CD. And actually, on the 8-track tape, which is the first format I had of this album, it's the 3rd song. And if you bought the album on cassette, it's the 5th song.
Wow.
The song was written by Joe Perry. After Aerosmith's 3rd album, Toys in the Attic, Joe Perry had a lot more money to throw around on good things and bad things. The combination he's talking about is heroin, cocaine, and himself.
I love it.
So, Pat, thanks for letting me be a part of this show. And I hope everybody out there has a nice summer. And remember, say nope to dope.
Hold on now. Uh-oh. Went right into the next intro. All right. Here's what I want to tell you. I got a press release the other day. Joe Perry and the Joe Perry Project, they're going back out on tour. And listen who's in the band. It's crazy. Brad Whitford from Aerosmith is going to be on rhythm guitar. Singing is going to be Chris Robinson of the Black Crowes. Now, if you don't think I tried to get Joe Perry or Brad Whitford on the show, you are wrong. But they're not doing it. They're not, I didn't get either one. But I tried. I tried many times, and they said that no interviews are happening for the tour. But if that comes to your area, I mean, that's going to be great, right? They're going to play Joe Perry songs. They're going to play Aerosmith songs. They're going to play Black Crowes songs. Probably play some Whitford St. Holmes songs, and that's going to be fantastic. So go see it, guys. I don't get any money for promoting that tour, but I'm telling you, it's going to be good. What does Steve Rice have to say?
Hi, Pat and Rock Solid Nation. This is Steve Rice from Sellersville, Pennsylvania, weighing in on May the 4th. I had about 14 different selections that I had to narrow down. It took me a while, but I have come up with an album from the Foo Fighters that was released in 2002. It is One by One, It actually won them their second Grammy for Best Rock Album. And the song that I have chosen is Times Like These. It's the second single off of this album, following All My Life. Both huge hits for the band and staple signatures when they play live. So thanks, Pat. Thanks, Rock Solid Nation, and keep rocking.
That's a great song. And let me tell you something. Foo Fighters news this week. They got rid of Josh Fries, the drummer that replaced Taylor Hawkins. After about 2 years, they sacked him. They didn't really give him a reason. They just said they're going in another direction. Now, do I have inside scoop? Not really. But do I have inside scoop? Maybe.
Oh, what?
I think they're going with Taylor Hawkins' son. I think his name's Shane.
Well, that would make sense. He's so good, right? And
he's good, but you want to take a teenager on tour with you?
Is he a teenager anymore?
I think he's a teenager.
He might be like
20.
That's not a teenager.
20s. Come on. We have a 20-year-old.
I know. I know. And I keep trying to tell you, not a teenager.
Yeah, but still. So that's what I think might be happening. So. Kind of sucks though. Josh was a great drummer and he looks cool and I thought he was a good fit. So we'll see what happens. You know, Foo Fighters.
If you're going to be replaced by somebody's son though, I mean, it you know.
A lot of people are going to enjoy that.
Yeah.
And yet when you turn around and see Taylor's son, is that going to make you emotional every single fucking night?
Well, isn't music supposed to make you emotional?
I guess so.
Yeah.
All right. This is an album I listened to today, and my wife was not happy about it.
So you could go to somebody else's.
Could definitely, but the reason I'm not is because this is friend of the show, Leo Sayer, and his fourth album, Endless Flight, is definitely considered his best album. So song 4 is the hit, When I Need You, and I'm going to dedicate this to my wife. Let me jump ahead.
I never knew there was so much love.
He was a great guest.
Keeping me warm night.
We would have talked for 3 hours. And I'm okay with that.
Miles and miles of empty space in between us. A telephone can't take the place of your smile. But hold out and do like I do.
I would never tell you to shut up, but I will say be quiet. I will, geez, they're stifled. Geez, pillow are stifled.
But the song you just played, you cannot not sing.
Yeah.
It is. It's
a great song. I believe they call it an earworm.
It is an earworm.
All right. Let's move on because you want me to crack another drink for you?
Because it might be tomorrow.
We're good. We're on the way to the end of the show.
Okay.
Not many left.
Promise.
Please look. Look. If you need to go.
No, I mean I like hearing all the listener stuff.
Okay, that's quite a slam.
Hearing your stuff.
Why would you say that?
No, I like hearing your stuff too.
Hey, the Rock Room is gonna. Go under construction? Do I say that?
Yeah.
June 2nd.
So excited.
It's going to be exciting. I got to go get that drum set from Pennsylvania and bring that down.
You know what though? I have to, I mean this absolutely, honestly, sincerely. Okay. I feel like I'm not going to see you. It's in the garage.
Yeah. And you can call me, you can text. I'm in a text thread with many people. We've learned that tonight. All right. Here's Jerry Riggs. Jerry Riggs, I'm going to say it because I know when you listen, you want me to say it. I'm going to say it. Jerry Riggs always brings the rock.
Woo!
Here we go. Jerry Riggs.
Hello, Pat and Rock Solid listeners. This is Jerry Riggs from Columbus, Ohio. As the weather warms up here in Ohio, there are a few bands I love to listen to while being outdoors. So for this bonus episode, I decided to choose one of those bands. The band is Little Feat. Their fourth album, which is my favorite, is called Feats Don't Fail Me Now, and the fourth track from that album is called Down the Road. I hope you and your listeners enjoy this as much as I do. Thanks, Pat, as always, for these bonus episodes. You and your listeners take care and keep rocking.
Got to get him to say the song title.
Is Little Feat spelled F-E-A-T?
F-E-A-T, yeah, Little Feat.
Oh, I never knew that. Yeah. I thought it was like literally Little Feat.
That was Lowell George. That's a hard word for me to say, Lowell. Yeah. L-O-W-E-L-L. You say it.
Lowell.
Lowell George. And his daughter, Inara George, was on the show, friend of the show, Inara George, from The Bird and the Bee. And yeah, nice pick, Jerry.
How do you remember all these names?
I don't know. It's the alcohol.
Wow.
I don't know how I remember it. I know that when I was in high school and college, I couldn't remember a thing from a textbook. But I can tell you who produced The Number of the Beast by Iron Maiden.
It's amazing. It really is amazing. It's like,
is it?
Yeah. I mean, you really
it doesn't get me anywhere.
A weird, specific brain, but it really holds all that information.
I guess so. I guess I'm really smart. All right.
In a certain way.
In a certain way. Here's another female voice. I love it. I love it when the ladies participate.
Me too.
Come on.
Yeah, we need more women doing this.
Yeah, we don't want it to be a sausage fest.
Right.
Hey, guys. This is Katie Ninas from Southeastern Wisconsin with a favorite fourth song from a band's fourth album. That's really hard to say. My coworkers love to tease me because my top three bands are Hanson, Paramore, and Old School Green Day. And today I was vindicated by the announcement that Hanson will be playing Riot Fest in Chicago this year. And if they are playing the same day that Green Day is headlining, I am there. A double bill I could never have dreamed of in my entire life. Anyway, all that to say, from Green Day's fourth album, Insomniac, here is their fourth track, Geek Stink Breath. Love it.
Great pick, Katie, and I do hope that Hanson and Green Day make your dreams come true at Riot Fest. Let me know. Text me and let me know if that's not text me, email me. Let me know if that happened. All right, this next song, oh my God, I love this song so much. I've heard it a million gazillion times, but I never get sick of it. It's another song produced by Roy Thomas Baker, Rockin' Peace Roy, and let's hear the intro and the song.
Hey, Pat and everyone at Rock Solid. It is Stephen from New Jersey. Fourth song, fourth album, fourth blah, 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 whatever it was. It was kind of difficult to choose, actually. I was finding the fourth albums, but the fourth songs weren't doing it for me in a lot of bands. So anyway, I finally came upon Queen, A Night at the Opera album, fourth album, and the fourth song is a classic, You're My Best Friend. Queen, one of those bands, I love them. Top five band for me of all time. But it's weird because they have a lot of crap songs. It's just that the good songs are so good that they, you know, make me forget all the shitty songs that they do. And let's be honest, they have some weird, wacky songs. Anyway, I was lucky enough to see them with Freddie Mercury twice, on the Magic Tour and the Works Tour. And if only I knew then how iconic that was. Not saying I didn't appreciate it at the time, but I wish I could go back and see those gigs again. Brilliant band and an absolutely fantastic song. You're My Best Friend by Queen. Thank you. Thanks for everything you do, Pat, and take care. Bye. Another song produced by Roy Thomas Baker, Rock in Peace, Roy Thomas Baker. Now, look, let's mix it up a little bit. I love Steve Martin. Steve Martin's fourth and final comedy album was called The Steve Martin Brothers. So let's check out track four. Why not? It's called Saga of the Old West, and I don't even know what we're going to hear. I don't even know if we'll hear anything. Steve Martin from the Steve Martin Brothers.
That's something you would never have listened to.
No.
Except that it says Steve Martin.
No.
No.
I would never have. No. But I love Steve Martin so much.
So.
Yeah. That guy means so much to me. I'm going to cry.
Don't.
All right. I'm not going to cry. Pause. Okay. All right. Next intro and song coming up from Tyler Botts.
This is Tyler in Philadelphia. My submission for May the 4th is Girlfriend in a Coma by The Smiths. This perfectly delicious pop tune is contrasted by the morbid subject matter of a dying girlfriend. I love it. The extremely short song abruptly ends with you wanting more. Perhaps a little more time with a girlfriend? Enjoy.
Serious.
trauma. I know, it's really serious. There were times when I could have murdered her. But you know, I would hate anything to happen to her. No, I don't want to see her. Do you really think she'll fall through? Do you really think she'll pull through?
Pilar?
Yeah.
Since you are my wife and you were once my girlfriend.
Yes.
What? You're still my girl. You're my best girl.
Your wife's almost in a coma right now. It's so funny.
Because of what?
What?
Because of what? What are you in a coma from?
It's 11:30 at night. You've been doing this for an hour.
Just an hour.
An hour.
You know it usually takes 90 minutes. Why are you that? You know what? That's kind of a diss on the intros and songs.
No.
Yeah.
I swear to God, they're all wonderful. They're wonderful.
All right. Well, I'm going
to
wake you.
Can I tap Rita to come on in? Can I like pass the baton to her?
Rita's going to sit in for the rest of the show?
Yeah.
Go get her. First of all, I want to wake you up with this song.
I'm going to text her.
I'm going to wake you up with this song.
Okay.
She's going to say, no, I don't want to do it. All right. This song will perk you up.
Okay.
Hey, Rock Solid. Dwayne Hoffman, Columbus, Ohio. May the fours be with you. No brainer for me. I had to go with my favorite band on my favorite album. The Mighty Van Halen. Their fourth album, Fair Warning. Track 4. Hear about it later. Take it from about the 116 mark and just let it play out. Well, I guess you can't play the whole thing, but maybe get into the guitar solo a little bit. All right. Thanks, Pat.
What a great pick from Fair Warning. I saw the Fair Warning tour. First time I saw Van Halen, Pittsburgh Civic Arena. It's no longer there. It was like 8 of us from high school. One of the dads got us a hotel room, so we wouldn't have to drive back at night. Yeah, but 8 guys in one hotel room. I mean, we were sleeping on the floor, all over the place. But I remember Jim Schultz was there, Pete Ward, Bump Hallbritter, and me, maybe Mark Bloom. And yeah, it was such a great fucking show. I mean, 8 high school students.
Yeah. How did they let 8 high school students?
I don't even know. My parents won't let me do anything now at 61.
Yeah.
They let me do that.
Yeah.
All right. Let's continue with Rob McKinnon. Did Rita say no?
I think she's ignoring me.
Yeah, probably.
Hello, Pat and Rock Solid listeners. This is Rob McKinnon here in Little Britain, Ontario, Canada. And the song I've picked for the May the 4th episode is from the band Social Distortion and their 4th album, Somewhere Between Heaven and Hell, from 1992. And the 4th song on that album is Born to Lose. And it happens to be one of my favorite Social Distortion songs and from one of my favorite Social Distortion albums. So the 4s are with me in this one. And thanks for letting me participate, and may the 4s be with you.
Choice just to leave. But by the time I was 8, I could tell it was too late. I was already barking up the wrong tree. Well, when I was in school, you thought I was a fool, in trouble breaking all the rules. I was absent from class, my daddy spanked my bare ass, but I sure tried hard to be cool. Born to lose. You know I was dumb, yeah.
Right. Social Distortion. That is one of Bruce Springsteen's favorite bands. So Rob McKinnon, good pick. Good pick with the Social Distortion. Let's move on to Darren Hyde. Pilar, please refrain from talking for the rest of the show.
What is that apostrophe going to stay there?
What apostrophe?
May the four apostrophe S.
May the fours.
No.
Right here?
May the... It's plural. It's not possessive. Got to get rid of that apostrophe.
This is it's just my playlist.
It doesn't, matter. It's not going to be how the episode goes out.
No.
Okay, good. You don't want bad grammar on your episode titles, right?
There's been bad grammar on the show.
Yes, but... Yes.
All right. Darren Hyde, bring it for us. What do you got? Let's hear it. Darren!
Hi, Pat and co-host. If you have a co-host's episode and all the Rockstar people out there, this is Darren High from Adelaide in South Australia with my choice for the May the Force Be With You podcast episode of Rock Solid. Now, my choice is from the Crowded House's fourth album, Together Alone, a song called Black and White Boy, which is one of the more heaviest songs I've ever done. And a song that apparently is about the late, great Paul Hester, who unfortunately killed himself Easter 2005. Neil Finn has denied it's actually about Paul Hester, but make of it what you will. Certainly a lot of the lyrics can relate to Paul's mental condition at the time this album came out. Anyway, I hope you enjoy it. It's one of my favorite albums from one of my all-time favorite bands, Crowded House. This is Black and White Boy. Let's take it from the top. Rock on.
Piece Paul Hester, and I believe Paul was featured in the television show The Wiggles. And I mean, when anyone takes their own life, I mean, what do you say about that, you know?
And it was, but the person who was singing about him,
we think that Black and White Boy is about Paul Hester, but Neil Finn has never said that it was.
Got it.
So
he's got a great voice. He reminds me of, like, you were just bringing up Marshall Crenshaw. Marshall Crenshaw.
A little bit. Not bad. So now you still laugh at my nonsense.
I do laugh at your nonsense.
After that 30 is years.
Why we're still together. You make me laugh.
Guys, find someone that looks at you the way Pilar looks like Pat.
Confused and
pain. And then you laugh.
And pain.
You're a good laugher, though. And like when you laugh, you really, you're all out.
Well, you're funny.
Well, you're nice.
You're still funny.
You're nice. Oh. Can you believe it? What's going on?
So Rita said, hey, Kay, she's coming down.
But what's the next thing say? Read the next part of the text.
I'm peeing. One sec.
I'm peeing. One sec. All right. Next up, here's another friend of mine. He's stayed at our house before. Tom Neuerberg, retired fireman, American hero. And he's going to talk about you too. And then I'm going to talk about you too. So here we go. Here comes Tom Neuerberg. Tom!
Hey there, Rock Solid people. This is Tom Neuerberg out here in Northern California. My choice for my May 4th selection would be the fourth album from one of my favorite bands of all time, U2. Their fourth album is Unforgettable Fire, and the fourth song on that album is the title track, The Unforgettable Fire. One of my favorite albums by them. I remember seeing them three nights in a row at the Cow Palace on the Unforgettable Fire tour. Great, great memories. So thanks. Let's hear some U2. And let's go Giants, beat LA.
Unforgettable Fire from the album The Unforgettable Fire from U2, 1984. Let me tell you something. I saw this tour, 1984, Pittsburgh Civic Arena. Lone Justice was the opener. Maria McKee came on stage on a, riding a skateboard. I was with Jim Weiss. We were in college. I probably should have been studying, but I went to this show instead. That's all I'm saying. Now, Pilar has left and joined, but she's still here. Why are you still here? Okay. This is a disaster. This is a catastrophe. So joining me today is 20-year-old Rita Dodson.
OMG, hey!
All right. This is not what I wanted for the last 10 minutes of the show. Okay. Rita is currently residing in the Bushwick area of Brooklyn.
Yeah.
And in August, you will start fashion classes at FIT, the Fashion
Institute of Technology.
Mm-hmm. All right. You're also going to get out of here. You're also going to be moving in with former producer of the show, Kyle Dodson.
Woo!
You're going to move in with him and his wife have a spare room in their apartment that they rent out. They were renting to a friend for many years, and she is moving to move in with her sister, and you're going to move into that room.
Yeah, I am.
I can't wait because your apartment is shit.
Yeah, that's okay. True.
Good to know. All right.
Shout out to my horrible roommates who I hate.
Yeah. But they're not people you chose. You're just thrown in with them.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go. Moving on. Let's find out what's happening from a guy named Tommy Norman. Tommy, is this your first time? Could you, Pilar, please?
You want to read the premise of the show.
The premise of the show is it's called May the Fours, the number four. May the Fours be with you. So people are playing their favorite fourth song from their artist's fourth album.
But it's May 4th passed a long time ago.
But we're still in the month of May.
Okay. Sure.
I don't want to be contradicted. I have been drinking an alcohol beverage, and here we go.
Comment if you think he should have posted this on May 4th.
That's not helpful.
Can they comment?
They can do whatever they want.
Comment.
Be quiet. Tommy Norman coming up. Tommy, can you hear me? I don't know why it's up.
Uh-oh.
What's happening?
Tommy's having technical difficulties.
Greetings, Mr. Francis, venerated co-host and fellow Rock Solid listeners. Tommy Norman from Nashville, Tennessee here, and may the 4th be with you. After scouring Spotify and counting albums and track listings for this episode, all I can say is it was my understanding that there would be no math. But I did the math and came up with my submission for the best fourth track on a fourth studio release by a band. Now, the easy and obvious choice is Led Zeppelin IV, that's four for you scoring at home, and their titular hit Stairway to Heaven. But I am sure somebody will already lob that softball over the plate, so I dug a little deeper to put a little heat on what I'm tossing up today. I went with the album Comfort Eagle, which was the fourth release from the band Cake. And 36% of the way into the 11-track album, you will find the toe-tapping tune called Short Skirt, Long Jacket. This example of peak postmodern, irony-drenched geek rock was popularized as the theme song to the 2007 TV show Chuck, and has what I will confidently wager is the best trumpet solo you will hear on this podcast episode.
All right, Tommy.
Fun fact, the trumpet on this song was laid down by none other than the renowned salsa session player Gustavo Hot Lips Sanchez, who performed on other Fuego-infused tracks such as Johnny Cash's Ring of Fire and the Beatles' All You Need Is Love. Okay, I made that up just to be cool. But enjoy this fourth of a fourth anyway, and as always, thanks for letting me play along.
That cut and eyes that burn like has attacked. She's playing with her jewelry. She's putting up her hair. She's touring the facility and picking up slack. I want a girl with a short skirt and a long jacket.
I like that song a lot. I don't know that song.
I think I've actually heard this song.
I liked it a ton.
I like that song.
Wow, that was great,
Fire
Tommy.
Song.
And Fire Tommy, song. Sorry for not knowing that you participated before. I apologize. Or I just burped.
You're fake. You're burping. You're fake.
What do you mean I'm fake?
You're fake. You didn't know you participated before.
I didn't know.
Thank you, Tommy. That was a great song. I really like that song.
All right. As everyone knows, I'm 60 for Swifty. So I got to play something from Taylor Swift's fourth album. And it's got to be the fourth track, which was a bit. I just burped. Did you hear? I had like a hiccup. And this was a hit single. Why are you laughing?
Because you keep burping. You're a mess.
And now I'm hiccuping.
You're a mess.
Okay. This is I Knew You Were Trouble.
Places I've never been till you put me down. Oh, I knew you were trouble when you walked in. So shame on me now. Blew me to places I've never been. Now I'm lying on the cold, hard ground. Oh, oh, trouble, trouble, trouble. Oh, oh, trouble, trouble, trouble. No apologies. He'll never see you cry.
All right, that's still my favorite Taylor Swift album. What's your favorite Taylor Swift album?
I think my favorite Taylor Swift album is Folklore.
You can't argue with that.
Folklore is an awesome album. Red's really good, though, too. So,
And I saw the Red Tour with Ezra at the Staples Center.
Not me, because...
You were too little.
I'm not your favorite child, I guess.
You're too little. I don't have a favorite child.
Except... Me, I'm the favorite.
I have a favorite wife.
And favorite child.
My favorite wife is my first wife.
And your only wife. Let's be clear.
That's the joke. That's Kevin Hartbarger's joke. I stole it. All right. M-Bags. I'm hiccuping now. I got it. What do you do when you hiccup?
You just suffer.
No. What do you do when you have a hiccup?
I don't know. I suffer.
You don't do the honey?
None of that crap works.
We're going to let M Bags, also known as Jag Bag, introduce his song. And I'm going to take some honey.
I'm going to take over.
This is literally a disastrous episode. Here comes Bagford. Bagford!
Hey, Rock Solid listeners. It's been a while. It's Mike Bagford from Urbana, Ohio. For the May the 4s Be With You episode, I decided to go with the fourth track off of Ozzy Osbourne's fourth album. As if you follow me on social media, you know I do an album a day. And for a while, I was doing all of the Ozzy Osbourne albums, along with the Black Sabbath albums that had Ozzy Osbourne on it. This song is a banger, and I decided to pick it because kind of to do Mike Schmidt a favor, because he had to listen to Hell in a Bucket by Grateful Dead, which I picked for an episode. He's not a big fan of the Grateful Dead, but I've heard he's a big fan of this Ozzy Osbourne song. So I'm doing you a solid, Mike. This is Thank God for the Bomb. Rock on, gents and ladies.
A good tune from The Ultimate Sin with Jakey Lee on guitar. Did you like that? Do you like Ozzy Osbourne?
I'm going to say something controversial.
Uh-oh.
I'd probably like that song if someone else sang it. I don't.
That's fine.
He's not that good. I mean, oops. Sorry, Ozzy Osbourne.
It's okay.
I haven't heard a lot of Ozzy Osbourne, but I feel like someone else.
You think that's it better? It's a good song, but you'd like to hear someone else sing it.
Yeah.
Rita also joined last night to see Joan Jett open for Billy Idol. Awesome. You want to give a review of the show? First of all, how were those seats?
The seats were amazing.
Have you ever been that close?
No, I don't think so.
All right. And what'd you think of Joan?
Amazing.
She's 66 years old.
I couldn't believe it.
And Billy Idol's 69 years old.
I couldn't believe that either. He looks pretty good.
Yeah. It was a great show.
Put your shirt back on, Billy.
Yeah, don't take your shirt off, Billy. Third song, he's taking his shirt off. And
good for him.
I mean, he's not shy.
Good for him.
I mean, he's not in bad shape.
No.
But he's not in take your shirt off shape.
Shh, don't say that. We want more tickets.
Oh, that's true. Well, we got the tickets from Joan.
Oh, that's true.
All right. All right. Now, this is our last song for the episode, and then I will play a song as the playout song. But before we go, I want to tell everyone, if you want to be involved in one of these episodes, if you want to win prizes, and like this past week, I gave away 3 copies of Peter Wolf's brand new autobiography. So if you want to win prizes like that and you want to participate in these shows, go to patreon.com/rocksolidpodcast. And for as little as $2, you can be involved in prizes and episodes. $5 ASAP club, get some episodes early and ad free. And $10, you get some video content. And it's just a great way to support the show, and I would appreciate it. And everyone, keep joining in on these episodes. Next month's episode is called Take Me to the Top, and you're going to play your favorite song with the word top in the title. But right now, what are you laughing at?
What is going on?
These are just nonsense topics just to get people thinking.
All right.
Do you know any songs with the word top in the title?
Literally, no. That's why I don't know how good of an episode you're going to.
Well,
it's going to be a great episode.
I have submissions.
I'll be optimistic.
I have submissions already.
All right.
All right. Last but not least, this is a guy that wins so many prizes. He's got a horseshoe up his ass. This is, did you ever hear that phrase before?
No.
Use that.
That's funny. I'll use that.
Yeah. Tell your friends.
Done.
Let the kids know.
Sure.
You want to say it? Go ahead, say it.
Sure. Horseshoe up your ass.
There you go. All right.
Terrible.
Yeah. Making my 20-year-old swear. Okay. This is Jeff Scobel. Come on, Jeff. Jeff! Jeff.
Are you sure it's pronounced Jeff?
No, it's Gyof.
Hey, Rock Salad people. Pat, an incredibly entertaining guest host. Jeff Scobel from Detroit here with my selection for this month's Patreon-supported episode. God damn it, Pat, I was all geared up to pick a non-Kansas song for this episode, and then you went and picked 4th album by a favorite band, and of course Kansas' 4th album is an all-time classic, Left Overture. And furthermore, the 4th track on that album is one of my all-time favorite songs, Miracles Out of Nowhere. What choice have you left me with here but be boring and remain firmly entrenched in my wheelhouse? This song features wonderful co-lead vocals from Steve Walsh and violinist Robbie Steinhardt, Rock and Peace, and is simply amazing. Sorry to the Rock Solid fan base for being predictable, but at the end of the day, I've got to be me. As always, hope everyone's staying safe out there and keep on rocking.
Falling down from a gleaming heaven, I can hear the voices call.
When you're coming home now, son,
the world is not for you. Tell me, what's your point of view? Hey there, Mr. Madman, what you know that I don't know? Tell me some crazy stories, let me know who runs the show.
Bless the eyed and laughing,
he turns and walks away. Tell me what made you that way. Here I am, just waiting for a sign.
All right, all right. That was Miracles Out of Nowhere by Kansas, Jeff Scobel's favorite band. All right, let's do some promoting. You can follow us on Blue Sky at Rock Solid Podcast. You can follow us on Instagram at Rock Solid Show. And of course, as always, you can go to patreon.com/Rock Solid Podcast. Now, to close it out tonight, first, I want to say thank you to everyone who participated. I want to thank you. I know, I'm drunk.
Thank you to everyone
who
participated.
Literally 1.5 drinks. It's ridiculous. Thank you to Rita for sitting in for the last 6 songs.
Yeah, I know.
You literally added nothing to the show.
I really think Mom could have made it.
I think she could have too.
I don't know.
Kind of mad at her. She bailed. She promised.
Air out all your drama.
I know, right? and with that, I'm going to play the 4th song from a 4th album that is a stone cold classic. Everyone, please enjoy, from Led Zeppelin, Stairway to Heaven. Thank you, Rita.
You're welcome.
You said thank you, Dan.
Thanks, God.
So Rita just said I didn't say if I liked the last song or not.
I feel like you didn't even say if you liked the last song.
Well, I love that Kansas album, and of course
love
I liked
that
it.
Song, Jeff. Love, it was actually a really good song. I listened to it.
Fantastic, Jeff. All right, can we get back to Led Zeppelin?
Yeah, you got to give some commentary.
And then what are we doing? What do you want me to do?
Watch The Last of Us.
Which episode?
Episode 3.
Of what season?
Season 1.
That's the one that makes everyone cry.
Tell everyone... Sound off in the comments. Tell him how good The Last of Us is. It's such a good show.
In the comment, I don't think you know how this works.
Is there no comments? I asked if people can comment.
Well, they can, you know, leave a remark.
Leave a remark. Leave a remark saying how good The Last of Us is and how he needs to watch it. Okay, get back to the song.
Am I going to cry at this episode?
You might, because you're drunk.
Hey, everybody. Stairway to Heaven.
Hers is gold, and she's buying the stairway to heaven. When she gets there, she knows if the stores are all closed, with a word she can get what she came for. There's a sign on the wall, but she wants